Catholic League, for Joe Biden, women's rights mean abortion and LGBT issues. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on March 10, 2022. Catholic League President Bill Donahue slammed President Biden's reductive idea of women's rights Wednesday, underscoring his sellout to the progressive wing of his party. The White House released a fact sheet on International Women's Day celebrating 33 initiatives that the Biden administration has purportedly undertaken to promote women's rights, many of which have little to do with women, Dr. Donahue notes. Remarkably, women who are married with children are almost completely ignored and only one of the 33 listings addresses them. Donahue observes, while mothers who homeschool their children are totally ignored and merit no commentary. Progressive initiatives reflecting the goals of radical feminism abound. However, and among the 33 initiatives sponsored by the Biden administration, 5 deal with abortion and 10 address the growing smorgasbord of LGBT+ people, most of whom are not women, Donahue writes. Why are women who work at home not included in all but one of these 33 initiatives? Donahue asks. Because from the very beginning of the feminist movement, they have not only been dismissed by activists, they have been treated with contempt. Having the right to choose has never meant the right of a married woman to choose working at home. It has only meant the right to choose an abortion, he adds. Some of the policies promoted by the Biden administration are actually anti-women, he warns. Women's rights are not enhanced by denying them the right to compete exclusively against biological females in women's sports, they are retarded, he states. Similarly, women's rights are negated when they are forced to give up their privacy rights when sharing shower facilities and locker rooms with naked men. The Biden administration's idea of women's rights is as twisted as it is dishonest, Donahue asserts, because it only wishes to please a radical fringe rather than ordinary women. Instead of only consulting radical feminists, gay activists and other sexual engineers for advice, it would be so nice if they simply listened to what ordinary housewives and working moms have to say about their liberating schemes, he concludes. Follow @WilliamsRome.